All right, come on, Trevor. Let's get this point right now. Here he comes. Slow movement to the left of the goaltender, Linus Ullmark, coming in front of the net, and he shoots. Scores! And the Ducks have won the game with two shootout goals. The latest by number 11, Trevor Zegras, 4-3. The good guys win. Anaheim over Ottawa, and they come out to mob Trevor Zegras.
What more do you want? The Ducks win, and it's ended by a Trevor Zegras beauty. Yeah, baby.
Wow, what an afternoon, evening of hockey. If you can't get excited about this, you never will. Team hung in there. They're about to take a little bow at center ice. Listen to the roar for them once they put their sticks up. This big crowd here on this Sunday night applauding the Anaheim effort.
I tell you what, Steve, my blood pressure is at an all-time high. I tell you what, that was a scary game. That came right down to the wire, and the Anaheim Ducks, they prevail. They ended up with that killer instinct, and the Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's.
Okay, I got to ask you just a quick question or two before you join, Alexis. So what does this kind of outcome and the way they played and won the game do for this team?
Well, it's that perseverance that you want to see your club just continue to have. These have been some close games. They've been have some close, tough losses here in this last window. They've been playing great hockey, and they've had opportunities to close out games, and they got over the hump here tonight. What a feeling.
And are still at home. So a tip of the cap to this hockey club. I know you're going to talk with Alexis about the good players, the key players for Anaheim and for Ottawa tonight. But I got the hunch with this environment, with the effort tonight, some good things are going to happen. I know you're going to really get into the details of this, but one of those feelings that I have, how about you?
Oh, I look, Steve, this is a Ducks team that you feel so proud for them, right? How about that unbelievable line? Ryan Strom, Frank Petrano, Troy Terry, and then look who got it done in the end. Troy Terry, wow.
And we see Frank Petrano being honored as one of the stars. 4-3 was the final. And again, you have lots more hockey coming up on Duck Streaming. That's what makes our institution, powered by TuneIn, so exciting, because you can let them know what you think about this particular type effort. And I just enjoyed the whole evening and afternoon. It was terrific, and I know you guys are looking forward then to getting started on the postgame.
Steve, a very fitting ending to Law Enforcement Appreciation Night. We thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ducks, for winning it for law enforcement. All right, I'm going to let you get over there. I'll be tuned in on the way home, and then we'll see you against the Vegas Golden Knights midweek.
Thanks, Steve. This was a blast, and it's, as we say, it's always more fun when you win.
Yes, it is, and the Anaheim Ducks have now reached 10-10-3, 23 points for the regular season. All right. We're going to take a break here, and then Emerson's going to be with Alexis, and we'll be tuned into that on the way home. Just a fun afternoon, fun evening. Things went the Ducks' way, and maybe this inspires the troops, gives them the proper momentum to go on, have some good home games coming up here with a team like Vegas and Minnesota before they get out of town. Want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast tonight, including up here in the booth, Vic Pence, Rick Cutler, the great folks at Skyview in the state of Arizona. Too many to mention. Hey, Emerson Edom has his sunglasses on, taking a bow. And I'm sure he would have been a guy that scored in the extra time, too. What a character he is. He's going over for post-game show. We're going to take a commercial break and then head to that in a couple of booths down from where we are. Again, the final, a good one. 4-3, Ducks over Ottawa in overtime. It took the first overtime session, then the one-on-one shootout against the opposition, and the Anaheim Ducks come away with 2 points. Thanks for listening again. The final Anaheim 4, Ottawa 3. Anaheim Ducks hockey on the Ducks Radio Network tonight. Brought to you by UCI Health. Stopping at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Good night for all of us here in the booth. More hockey talk coming your way on DuckStream, powered by Tunic.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The scrape of blades. The clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs. The long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. Anaheim Ducks hockey is live on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks hockey on TuneIn. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks hockey.
It took a shootout tonight, but the Ducks found a way to get a win on home ice. 4-3, the final over the Ottawa Senators. A great win by this Ducks team to start the month of December. Emerson, I mean, it took the shootout, but the Ducks got it done.
It's just nice to see this Ducks team get over the hump when it comes to, you know, taking command in games and then the opposing team coming back and sealing it in. It was the good guys that did good things out there tonight at Honda Center.
I like that. There's a lot of good play from the good guys. We're going to get into that. Starting in the first period, it was Frank Vetrano who got the scoring going, this time on the power play, 14:45 into that period.
Here with a minute 20 left on the power play, JMG power play for Anaheim. Sends a man short, a shot, they score! Well, there's a blast. A one-time shot. And the Ducks convert on special teams and lead 1-0 and a goal by Frank Vetrano.
One shot on goal, one goal on that power play. Great stuff there from the power play unit. That was the first unit.
Just what a blast and what a pass there by Stromer, right? Right in the wheelhouse of Frank Vetrano. And he's got that touch, right? He's back, right? He's starting to string together just, and you know what? He's always been playing great. Like the one thing you can count on with Frank Vetrano is even when he's not scoring, he's working hard. He's moving his feet, his great stick on puck. He's finishing his hits. And look, he's getting a ton of hits recently. He's up the ante when it comes to shots on goal. And some games early on in the season, maybe he just wasn't connecting there on that flank, but starting to connect. And he's starting to get everything and more on his shots. That was a great goal, top shelf, and it was a beauty.
Beautiful one-timer. You can see that in some of these recent games, he was a bit frustrated with himself and his scoring, but glad to see that picking up, and he would go on to have two goals in this one. We'll get to that one in just a little bit. The Senators did respond next. It was Brady Tkachuk on the power play. We knew how lethal their power play was going to be, tying the game up. But before that period ended, Jackson Lacombe got the go-ahead goal, 19:54, just 6 seconds left in the first period.
In a 1-1 game, 12 seconds to play in the period. Be going down to the Anaheim locker room in just a bit. There's a shot right on. Rebound, score! The rebound is put in by Jackson Lacombe. And the Ducks strike with 5.7 seconds left in the period to go up by a 2-1 count.
Emmer, you and Steve were getting ready just for the end of the period, and then all of a sudden Jackson Lacombe throws a wrench in your plans and the Ducks are up by a goal.
When in doubt, Lacombe it out and Lacombe it into the back of the net. What a great goal by Jackson Lacombe. And he looked great all game. Mm-hmm. He was skating well. He was very active. He was in and around the net lots, and you just could be happy for him. He's such a great guy, and everyone on the team loves him. Young guy, in my opinion, who knows? The sky's the limit for him, and he can he turns into, because he can skate, right? Mm-hmm. And you know what? He could shoot the puck. I think his shot's getting better, but he's got that knack for the net, and he's fearless this year. And who knows where his game could possibly end up, but he continues to trend in the right direction.
I like that word, fearless. We see that a bit more in his play this year, how more confident he is on the ice, finishing his checks and all the other good stuff that he had in this game tonight. 5 shots on goal from Jackson Lacombe, including that goal here tonight. 2-1 after the first period. We got into the second, and it was not too long before the Ottawa Senators tied things up. His second goal of the game, Brady Tkachuk getting a second chance goal on a breakaway.
Here comes Anaheim towards it. Ed Lundestrom turned, couldn't get a shot away. Here's a breakaway for Ottawa. Move in, a shot, save, rebound, they score! First shot, that was stopped. Second shot, that went in by Brady Tkachuk. And just like that, Ottawa's tied up the hockey game early in the second period, a 2-2 score.
Not only did Brady Tkachuk have 2 goals in this game, he had 12 shots on goal. 12.
Back when Cutter Gauthier there, I think it was preseason, right? He got 12 shots on goal. We rarely see those shots on goal totals. And look, he's always a dog each and every game, each and every shift. Like I mentioned live there, you know, this Ottawa Senators team, their offense, they'll grind you down. They'll work it in the corners. Nice cycle plays. They'll take it to the net on you. That's why they get so many shots on goal per game. One of the league leaders in that department. And look, they're a tough team to play against. I think their goaltending has hampered them a tad to start the season, but Linus Olmark, he recently arrived in Ottawa, and he's got a whole lot better to be played for him. He can turn it on at any which moment, like we've seen in the past. So this team will get going, and great leadership there with Brady Tkachuk as well. Tim Stützle was all over the ice. They got some ball players, and they'll be all right.
Yeah, Emerson, as we were talking before this post-game show, just how good this Ottawa team is and maybe not getting enough credit for the talent that they have on their roster. It seems like they really have it all, and be curious to see how they develop throughout the rest of this season.
Yeah, I think it's going to hinge really on goaltending. Once their goaltending, you know, cleans up a little bit. I mean, even Linus Ullmark, it was that weird bounce play. It was almost like he was fooling everyone, because I don't know how you could have such a quick reaction there. So maybe he was just using his peripherals, looking straight forward while looking up at the same time, and got a hold of the puck. That was an interesting play, but a good quick reaction, and ended up being a good save.
Did you see that Zellweger actually tried that again a little bit later on in the third period?
I did not, but that's why I always count on you to tell me these things.
He tossed the puck down towards Ullmark again, high in the air. I think he was trying to see if he'd catch him off guard again.
That's just some high-level plays there by Zelly.
Well, didn't work, but maybe someday it'll work. We'll have to see if he continues to try that next time we meet with the Senators here in about just 11 days, so not too long from now. But moving along with these highlights, 2-2 after the second period of play. Frank Vatrano got his second goal of the game. Spinning around, looks a little familiar. Did that against Seattle almost a week ago at this point. Takes the Ducks' lead back 3-2.
Here's Terry going after the puck. Vatrano set up in front. They see Strom coming back. Door shot. They score! Frank Vatrano was off to the right side of the cage. Terry, one of the assists right there. And the Anaheim Ducks have taken another lead early in the third. Vatrano will get credit for the goal to make it 3-2 Anaheim.
Like I said, we just saw him do a very similar move in that Seattle game last Monday here at Honda Center, and works again.
He's got that touchback, and he continues to get it done. And this Ducks team's success hinges a lot on, I mean, those three in particular, Troy Terry and Ryan Strom. I mean, what a game from the three of them. Stromer stays consistent and dominating. It seems as if Troy Terry has maybe picked up and is starting to play like he did the first 10 games or so of this season. And Frank Vatrano, he continues to get better and better. So, look, that line was the line here for the Anaheim Ducks. And it's nice to see Z. We haven't obviously got to that point yet, but it's nice to see him after missing that opportunity ending up, you know, sealing the deal too. So look, this is such a feel-good win. A lot of guys that maybe had monkeys on their backs, they tossed those monkeys out and started to pop off, and Frank Vatrano is just one of those guys.
With that assist on Vitrano's goal, Troy Terry got his third assist in this game that tied his career high, the second time he's done it in his career. So good stuff from him and that whole line, as you were saying, Emerson. Ottawa was able to tie the game up. Nick Cousins, just a minute 10 after Vitrano's goal. It was 3-3. We went to overtime. Nothing in overtime. We went to the shootout, and Trevor Zegras finished it off.
Come on, Trevor, let's get this point right now. Here he comes. Slow movement to the left of the goaltender, Linus Ullmark, coming in front of the net, and he shoots, scores! And the Ducks have won the game with two shootout goals. The latest by number 11, Trevor Zegras, 4-3. The good guys win. Anaheim over Ottawa, and they come out to mob Trevor Zegras.
What more do you want? The Ducks win, and it's ended by a Trevor Zegras beauty. Yeah, baby.
Emmer, I mean, that call was so good by you and Steve, and I love how you threw in that little yeah, baby at the end, because for those that don't know, Zegras' goal song, you want to finish that?
No, you finish it. Don't put me on the spot like that. What is it?
Austin Powers. I don't know the name of the song, but it's something from Austin Powers. So
interesting.
That was perfect.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
Something.
You said, yeah, baby, and I thought that was from that.
You shouldn't have said anything. But
that was perfect.
It was the – so DJ JoJo, right?
Yeah.
At the dinner we had was previewing the team, and
yep.
He was playing all the goal songs. But, look, I'm just getting started learning these guys' goal songs, right? So don't know some of them, not all of them. I'm glad it was fitting, though.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Appreciate that.
Of course. The Ducks win it in overtime. They needed this win here tonight, 4-3 over the Ottawa Senators. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We're going to keep talking about this win on the other side of the break.
No. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bbbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs. The long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Make your next Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only can you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll be helping make a difference in our communities. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/50-50-raffle for more information.
We're back with the post-game show, celebrating a Ducks victory at Honda Center here tonight as we started the month of December. We're going to send it down to the locker room first, though, and listen to what Frank Vatrano had to say about this game here tonight.
Felt like a pretty strong performance after the last couple of years. Mike has really been driving that offense really well during that season.
Yeah, I think we've been good all year. I think we're finally starting to get rewarded for some things that we're doing. I think the biggest thing with us is we know where each other are going to be. We're always playing in sync, and we know where our outs are. So it's not like we're trying to outskill teams. We're just trying to outsmart them and just play the right way. So it's good to see us getting on the score sheet, and we're getting wins because of it, too. So it's been good.
Felt like the game was getting really physical and gritty toward the end. And how important is it to just make sure you guys are keeping your head and not let it get out of control?
Yeah, we knew they played last night, so you know we want to play that kind of rugged game. And with them playing last night, we knew we could wear them down. So as long as we stayed out of the box and kept our composure, we get 2 points, and that's what we did.
you were able to find some soft ice there on the power play. What's working in the power play in terms of finding those zones and in those angles?
I think just not forcing things. You know, we obviously pre-scout before the game and knowing what plays are going to be there. And for me, playing the bumper, I'm kind of more of an outlet guy trying to relieve pressure. And you know, we have full possession. I'm just trying to find a little space. And sometimes it's just moving a foot, and that's all it is. So it's something we've talked up before the game, and we executed it.
What'd you see on your goal? It seemed like Troy, when he went to the net there, they kind of collapsed a little. How'd you pop into the bumper there?
You know, we just looked at their PK. We knew their D was going to try and play me, and Stromer's going to have a lot of time. So, you know, if you get Stromer more than, you know, a couple seconds, he's going to make the play. And I just popped a little bit to the guy's left, and it opened the spot for me, and I got a good bounce off the defenseman.
You talk about a team level, doing things well, and now getting the results. Certainly, that's been the case for you. I mean, you're peppering the net. You had tons of opportunities. Now they're starting to fall. How much of a relief is it, and how are you feeling?
Yeah, it's a huge relief. You know, and, you know, there's some games at the beginning of the season where you feel like you let your team down because, you know, I need to score goals to help our team win. And, you know, that's not obviously everything. I need to play, you know, a straightforward game. But, you know, when we lose some games by one goal, I feel it on myself. And it's nice to get obviously rewarded now and just got to keep it going.
Terry, 7 assists in the last 4 games where you scored goals. What does he in particular bring to your line in terms of, like, vision and passing and stuff like that?
Makes plays. Maybe should work on scoring goals a little more often now. No, but he's getting the chance. He's getting the looks. And, you know, good players, they get their points and they make their plays. So, you know, I'm lucky to have him on our line.
Lacombe with the goal tonight, and a lot of those have come in.
That was Frank Vetrano there speaking with the media after this Ducks win tonight, noting how the team is finally getting rewarded for some of their play as of late. Also giving his line mate some credit there, Troy Terry, who's been stepping up big, a 3-point night for him, 3 assists. You like to hear, one, the attitude that Vetrano had there. You could tell he was obviously very pleased with the way the team was tonight, and overall just a good sense from him. And I think, like, that comes from a good locker room as well. The guy's got to be happy after this one.
Yeah, and just I think just to reiterate how great of a guy he is and a leader and a positive guy, he wants to just – wants this Ducks team to succeed so bad because he's all about it. He's all about the Orange Country, and, you know, he's always a fan of the Vans shoes, and,
yeah,
and he really embodies what the whole Anaheim Ducks organization, the theme, and the great new energy that's being brought this season. So he just really wants this team to do so well, match the just elevated status that is the Honda Center here, and all the additions and the upgrades made to Honda Center. It's been lights out, the lights. I mean, it's just it's really a fabulous show. And Frank Vetrano, he wants to be that guy. We know he can be that guy. 35-plus tucks last season. And, look, he's a guy that, yeah, 37 tucks in how about this, a full 82-game season.
Mm.
Played every game last season.
Yep.
And that's saying
the only
something.
Duck.
And that's saying something. That's just he's taking care of the bod.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting to the gritty areas. He plays a hard, heavy game for being somewhat undersized. So, look, he's just got that feisty attitude. He's bringing that feisty energy back around the net front, and he's just getting it done. Two different, way different types of goals. First one being just shelf, beautiful one-time shot, and then just a greasy one. But that's what the goal scorers do. That's how the best goal scorers in the game, they have that mix-up of goals, just like a guy like Brady Tkachuk does with the Ottawa Senators there. And look, the line and the best players for the Anaheim Ducks were better than the best players of the Ottawa Senators. And
yep,
Brady Tkachuk had a great game, but it's that line, the Stromer, Terry, Vetrano line, that just it was the key difference. And also, Drew Helison and Jackson Lacombe.
Yeah.
You know, Drew Helison playing late there in the game, being relied upon and late in the game like that, that just shows that the coaching staff has so much trust in his game right now. Jack Lacombe getting a big goal. It's the diversification in the goal scoring department that's you're going to need in order to win these types of games.
You know, and you talking about Vetrano in that line, you look at their numbers tonight, 8 points between the three of them. Frank, 3-point night. Terry, 3-point night. Stromer, 2-point night. As you said, the Ducks' best players outplaying Ottawa's best players in this game. And I'm glad you brought up Drew Helison, because he had some really mature plays. For the amount of NHL games that he has played in, I thought he showed a lot of maturity in this game tonight. And in particular, there was a play down here right at the blue line where, you know, he was able to get possession of it and tossed it out, and the Ducks got a chance on net. And, you know, it was that second effort that he put into it that's making him really a case that once some of these Ducks skaters come back from injury, I mean, you're going to have some decisions to make on the back end.
Good point. And I couldn't have said it better myself, but he just provides a great first pass. He's rangy. And it seems like he's always getting pucks through, right? Mm-hmm. It seems like he's always finding a lane. He was off balance there early in the game, still managed to get to through. It wasn't a high-velocity shot. It was along the ice. But he finds those lanes to get it through, and it's just so impressive. It's not easy to do. Getting the call and playing as well as he has been, and definitely, as you said, making some about to be making some difficult decisions here for this Ducks management.
One other thing I wanted to bring up with you, Emerson, we were talking a couple post-game shows ago, the last time the Ducks went to overtime, we were looking at the trios that were out on the ice. So I made sure to take extra note of who was out on the ice each time. But I know that Zellweger, Vetrano, Strom had a lot of time on the ice. You know, they started the overtime. And there was a play late in the overtime where I saw the three of them chatting. And then immediately Strom wins the faceoff. Vetrano takes off the ice. Zellweger, you know, it was a set play. They had it down. So I was looking at, okay, so those three clearly working together well. But then you kind of looked at the other three trios, or the trios after that. You know, some good chemistry there on a couple of them, specifically the Zegras, Terry, and Mintikov group. But just something to know. I know we talked about it, how that's kind of changed and how those decisions are made. But I did particularly like the Vetrano, Zellweger, and Strom trio.
And you mentioned Mintikov, too. I mean, he's kind of sealed the deal quite a number of times, both late in the regulation and overtime. I thought he played great. He had somewhat of the misassignment there. I think it was maybe a shared responsibility. I'll have to take another look at it. He was on the net front on one of the later Ottawa Senators goals. It was the Cousins goal, mm-hmm. And tight there. Great deflection, and that was just a veteran goal there by Cousins. But, yeah, he prevailed and did really well in OT.
Let's get to a few text messages before we send it to break. Let's see. The first one here. Hill from Buena Park. Vetrano and Terry were awesome tonight with a bunch of fire emojis. Something about Frankie shooting those turnaround shots. Goalies never seem to know where the puck is going to go. He fooled the Seattle netminder Decord the other night as well on one of those. Hey, read in my mind. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
You rarely miss, AD. And hey, who copied? Did he copy you on this message? No.
Hill, we're on the same page.
We're on the same page. And once again, thanks for messaging. And yeah, hey, great minds think alike.
Yeah. Let's get another text in before we send it to break. Red, hello, Red. The ketchup bottle has officially popped open for Frank Vetrano. One word to describe these Ducks: unfazed. Even when Ottawa ties it in the second and third, the Ducks kept coming with energy and stayed aggressive. There was no drop in their play. Three straight games with 30-plus shots on goal. And that kind of goes along with our Duckstream Twitter poll here tonight. How many saves was Lukasz Dostal going to make in the net tonight? And he ended up with 29, which falls just in line with our guess.
You know what, Edie? Hey, great minds think
alike. The
synergy
is off the charts.
Yep,
on,
just like that
on
last
post-game
match,
show.
Great minds
tonight.
Think alike.
I like it. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will have the final segment of this post-game show. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from
you? And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T. Flowers, your boyfriend. Then from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder Road.
The music, the stories.
Stories, The Garth Channel. Search The Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play The Garth Channel.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio.
Try to keep up.
It's Garth. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Come on. Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
The hottest country tracks from today and yesterday make the journey that much better. That's why TuneIn's Country Road Station should be your soundtrack. Whether you're in the car, at home, or anywhere in between, we're spinning pop and country jams from Zach Bryan, Maren Morris, and L. King. Plus some classic gems from pop country's golden age. All on TuneIn, all on your devices. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's.
Got to go get your McDonald's. Love that. Ducks win here tonight at Honda Center. We're going to send it down to the locker room now to hear from Troy Terry.
You, Ryan, and Frank contributed all three goals tonight. What are you seeing from the chemistry between the three of you?
Yeah, I think, whether the results are there or not, I think we're... You know, some games, we make more plays than others, but every game, I think we're just doing things the right way and just trying to support each other, focus on the little things. And, there was a stretch there where it felt like we were creating a lot and they weren't going in. And then, obviously our luck kind of changed tonight. And Frankie, it's great to see him scoring like he is. So I think we're all different players and complement each other well.
Defensively, you guys kill plays pretty early, didn't allow a lot of zone time. What are you guys doing specifically in that end of the ice?
Yeah, we're just trying to get a little more aggressive. When you're passive and kind of let teams, make plays, there's, obviously high-end players in this league that'll, take the space if you give it to them. So just trying to have the first guy in there, try and just create a puck battle and just be aggressive with that second guy, and we call it second quick, just trying to create those battles and just, stop it before they get moving all around the ice.
The game sort of went back and forth. Over the last couple of games, there's been some where they were tight and you just weren't able to get this young team to get back into it late. What was different about tonight, and what did you see from this team?
Yeah, I think, we have an identity as a team now, I think, and, but within that identity, I think, we've got the, skill to play kind of a, you know, open game. You know, where they're, you know, they're a very good rush hockey team, and they're going to be up and down the ice. So, you know, managing the game a little differently than, you know, say when we're playing LA last game, and it's, you know, more physical in the corners, you know, pucks along the wall, get to the net, that type of thing. And as a young team, it's just kind of learning how to, you know, play in those kind of different games.
Okay, thanks, Troy.
Thanks for thank you, guys.
That was Troy Terry there, and I really liked how he answered that last question. The team has an identity now. I feel like that's the first time we've really heard someone say that. They've been working at the identity, but they feel like they have it now.
And I just love that play, Brian Dumoulin, and I'm trying to think. It was Greg. It was Ridly Greg there.
Oh, at the net front.
At the net front. Mm-hmm. And not only did he take him down after Ridly tried to get on the inside in front of Lukáš Dostal and hack and whack at it at those rebounds, as, of course, Lukáš Dostal was proceeding to freeze the puck there. But, you know, Brian Dumoulin not having any of it, putting Greg on his behind and give him a little jabs there to for reassurance. So that's part of that identity, right? Mm-hmm. You know, sticking up for one another. Look, we keep harping on it. The Strome line, we just heard from Terry some great words there. That whole line, getting it done. It's just it's going to be great to see MacT. He's been great on the forecheck. Not a whole lot of sustained plays from them and consistent plays by that line. Of course, it's great to see Trevor with the shootout winner, of course. So, I mean, that's just a feel-good feeling for, I guess, that line and him getting that success. But it's going to be nice for them to start to cook there and match the prowess by that Strome line.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, especially, you know, as the team is still without Leo Carlson, that top line, you know, there we know the off-ice chemistry that Zegras and McTavish have. Got to see that translate a little bit more on the ice, and obviously with Killorn, a veteran like that, you know, it's a great trio on that top line for the Ducks. And something that you brought up during the break, I wanted to mention, 364 days ago, exactly today, so December 2nd of 2023, was the last time the Ducks won in the shootout. And as Emmer has a great memory, it was over the Colorado Avalanche here at Honda Center, 4-3, same score, December 2nd, 2023. Pretty weird how that is.
You know what? I'd be lying if I didn't say that it felt great. AD, it seems like you're always spot on. It seems like you're always right. And it's just, it's nice to get one here with this with that stat.
We're giving you that. Yeah, I mean, that was impressive. Your memory there and the fact that
not
it was
too shabby, huh? Not too shabby.
Almost exactly a year ago. Hey, I want to give one more I want to say one more thing, too. We got a tweet from Stevie. Yeah, baby, might just be the catchphrase that Emerson Edom has been looking for. What do you think about that?
And we had a good chuckle. I didn't know I was searching, right, AD? Like, I didn't know I was searching for a catchphrase, but yeah, baby.
yeah, there it is. Oh, we're getting cheesy here on the postgame show. Sunday night, start of December. Emerson, just some final thoughts. You know, you look ahead to the next game for the Ducks. They're taking on Vegas, and Vegas is obviously a very, very good team. What do you think, if anything, the Ducks need to kind of adjust going in to play the Golden Knights on Wednesday?
I tell you what, I recently saw a Wild Bill pass, William Carlson. He's unreal. But anyway, it was a backhand pass off the rush. He goes backdoor. It was a solid 30-35 foot backhand pass backdoor to Howden there. And it was just a one-time snipe. It was just such a pretty pass, and that's what this Ducks team is going up against, elite-level skill. They have so much goal-scoring depth. So many players can get it done. And it's definitely a team that it's not going to be easy. Mm-hmm. And Vegas knows that this Ducks team just took down a team. Maybe not the highest ranked team in the NHL, the Ottawa Senators, of course. But look, everyone knows the skill that Ottawa has, and they've been dealing with some issues. Once again, on paper, great team. By eye test, great team. I mean, like there's so many guys that just dominate each and every play. So you scratch your head why they're or so now, a few games below 500 here. And it's just, it's interesting because they seem well coached. Everyone's kind of rolling for them, but it's just, it's great to see the Ducks just being the better team, the team that really wanted it more here tonight.
I'm sitting here looking at the Pacific Division now. The Ducks in sixth now, 23 points. Seattle and San Jose also 23 points, but yet the Ducks have only played 23 games. So 23 points in 23 games versus Seattle has played 25 games. San Jose has played 27. So quite a few more games on that end. But the Ducks, the only team, of course, of those three that is at 500. So kind of weird how the standings work sometimes, but good to see the Ducks making a big jump here.
Yeah, and it just that's just how important winning is, right? It, all it takes is one game to bump you up a couple spots, and we all know that we can take down Seattle. Calgary is a team that, you know, it's winnable, but look how close everything is, right?
Yeah.
Everything's so close, so it's anyone's ballgame at this point.
Vegas sitting at the top with 33 points. That is the Ducks' next opponent Wednesday night. It'll be a 7 o'clock start, so we'll have the pregame show for you at 6:30. Emerson, your final quack.
Yeah, baby! That's my final quack. Signing off.
I don't know how to follow that up, to be honest. Other than we did get a text on the text line that said the Ducks are undefeated in December. Thank you, Daniel. The Ducks are undefeated in December.
And Ducks are undefeated so far when I goal call, yeah, baby. So I, who knows? Who knows?
We're keeping it up.
Who knows what's next for
okay.
me, honestly.
I like it.
I don't even know.
Let's keep the vibes into Wednesday's game. 6:30 pregame show for you. Like I mentioned, the final here tonight at Honda Center, 4-3 in the shootout. The Ducks get the win. Lukasz Dostal gets the win in the net. And if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of that, you can after the break. Otherwise, for Emerson Edom, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you so much for tuning in to the post-game show for your Anaheim Ducks victory tonight over the Ottawa Senators. And we'll see you again on Wednesday.
Tired of shouting Freebird at your radio? TuneIn has you covered with all the best songs from the golden age of classic rock. Head up north for some Rush prog rock goodness. Hit Detroit Rock City with Kiss's greatest hits. Head down south for more classic Skynyrd songs and so much more. Turn things up to 11 with TuneIn's exclusive classic rock hit station.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly
what
he is.
All of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN Radio.
The ball out there, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's
the Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
I can buy myself flowers. Calm down, calm down.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to Duck Stream for live hockey action,
drive, score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust,
I think Mark is overreacting to this,
music for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between, TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
The music you love is the key to a great day, and the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs. The long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/5050raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050raffle.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on Duckstream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.